Today on the Monocle Arts Review, we're gazing into our crystal balls to suss out three upcoming albums to keep on your radar over the next couple of weeks. My partner in crime in the studio today is our very own musical mystic Meg, Laura Snapes. Up for discussion, we have music from Canadian pop twins Tegan and Sarah, Brooklyn newcomers Big Thief and Dum Dum Girls frontwoman under a new guise, Kristen Control. All that's coming up on the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Do stay tuned. Laura Snapes, we picked you up slightly strangely in the introduction there, but welcome to the programme.
Thanks, I'm going to get that on business cards, I think.
Yeah, no black cape in sight, but hey, it's all in the head, right?
Yeah.
We're going to go to your first choice, it's Tegan and Sarah. I love Tegan and Sarah, it's really nice to hear them back. I didn't realise they'd made eight LPs.
Oh yeah, the first
yeah,
one
Yeah, I kind of thought they were four. Yeah, so
they're
strides long into a really interesting career. Should we have a little bit of this and then we'll talk off the back of them, or back of it, I should say. Talk about them behind their backs.
They were mine. They're very nice.
They are. This is called Stop Desire and it's new from their new LP, Love You to Death. Okay, that's Stop Desire from Love You to Death, the new album by Tegan and Sarah. Talk us through this one, Laura. You've just been hanging out with them in Canada, right?
Yeah, I did a big profile on them for BuzzFeed and spent time with them in Los Angeles and in Vancouver, which is, they're from Calgary originally. So this is their eighth album, but it's their second pop album. So I think that's why a lot of people might be surprised that they've made eight albums, because they've only really been in the public eye for like 3 or 4 years. When they put out their first pop album, Heartthrob, in 2013, Katy Perry was a fan, Taylor Swift brought them on stage and like sang the song with them. There's this adorable footage of Tegan and Sarah, who are like 5'2", and Taylor Swift, who's like 6', attempting to dance to it together. And it wasn't, I think a lot of people got, you know, when you, because before this they were kind of like an indie kind of cultish artist. Their 2007 album, The Con, sold 150,000 copies, but then the one after that sold about half that, I think. And a lot of people look at it and they're like, is this not just a big kind of like money grabbing thing? Are they just going for where the gold is? But I think they do have a really genuine love of pop music. They were Cyndi Lauper and Bruce Springsteen fans as kids, and they just wanted to push themselves. They said they were really bored of writing on guitar and they wanted to try something different. And I think Heartthrob is a great album. It's a bit more hit and miss than this one. Love You to Death is like end-to-end bangers. It's 10 songs. There's one ballad on it, which is a Sarah song. Stop Desire that we just heard is a Tegan song. And as we just heard, like, it's amazingly bubblegummy and exciting and really, really poppy, but it still maintains the kind of emotional complexity that you would expect of two women in their mid-30s.
Yeah, and it's that kind of everything to the front production. You can hear the fact that they grew up with Springsteen and Cyndi Lauper. There's such widescreen songwriting there somehow, isn't there?
Yeah, totally. I think it's very transferable between guitar and synthesizer that they've been writing on. And also on this album, the whole thing was produced by Greg Kurstin, who did bits of their last record. And so it's all very kind of like up and impactful. I think Ready for Radio, I think that was their aim.
And they're interesting people. They've come in and played a studio session here for us, and I interviewed them, and they're super on it, and they're hilarious. They're very cognizant of what they kind of mean as well, actually, and they're kind of very interesting people. Did you have a good time with them, a challenging time with them, or did you just go out and have a very, very amusing night out with them?
I had spent 4 days with them, and I had an excellent...
Well, four then.
Yeah, I had a great time with them. They've been one of my favourite bands since I was about 13. And like you say, they're lovely, they're hilarious, they're very on it. The funniest thing is when you end up sitting in the middle of them and Tegan is more laid back than Sarah, and so Tegan will say something and then Sarah will jump at her. But then sometimes it's the other way around. There was the final night where we had dinner, they were talking about Twitter and whether they like it or not. And they had a 20-minute debate about the various nuances of their, like, just the sides that they took on it. I kept trying to butt in, but in the end I just had to sit back and just like drink wine and let them finish it off.
Let it all wash over you.
Yeah.
It's all right. That is Tegan and Sarah, and we congratulate them on that great new record called Love You to Death. We had a little bit of it called Stop Desire, as recommended by Laura Snapes, who's our musical mystic Meg. we've said anyway on today's arts review. Now, next up, we've got Big Thief, a Brooklyn four-piece. I'd never heard of this band, but I listened to this track to present this show. I love this. I love the sound of this stuff. Tell us a little, give us a little bit of backstory of Big Thief, Laura.
I only know a tiny bit because they are a relatively small band. It's the project, I think, of a lady called Adrienne Lenker. And a couple of years ago, she linked up with another guitarist to start this band. And at first, it was kind of a lo-fi thing, and they put out a couple of Bandcampy kind of records. But then Saddle Creek, the record label that Bright Eyes was on, started? I'm not sure, one of the two. They heard it, and now they're putting out this full-length album, which is a full band thing. It's not just the two of them anymore. And, you know, it's classic kind of like heart-on-your-sleeve indie rock, very kind of like flannel shirt, blah, blah, blah. But there's something so affecting about it, I think. I really, really love it. She's really good at writing big rockers and then kind of sweet, weird, folky kind of lullabies. I think we're about to play one of my favourite songs from it too.
Yeah, this is called Pool.
Yeah. So I swallowed up.
Well, that's quite beautiful. It's called Paul. It's new from a brand new band called Big Thief, from a stridently titled debut album called Masterpiece.
That song is very good as well, the Masterpiece one. It's about, right. I think it's about a friend dying, but it's really, really beautiful.
From the sound of them just on that single there, the bit that we heard from that single, they sound like they are probably a really good live proposition, kind of a whiskey bar, Brooklyn whiskey bar proposition.
Perhaps. Yeah, totally, like after hours maybe, slow dancing in the light of the jukebox. That
you're already getting into the vibe there,
yeah.
The croaky vocals.
Just download a whiskey while we were listening to that, yeah.
So it's great. And this is an interesting one. As we say, we can sort of talk around this and say what it reminds us of and all the rest of it. But actually, people are probably interested in how you come across these things as a writer for BuzzFeed and for various other places. Where do you come up? Where do you find this stuff?
This one is not the most kind of romantic recommendation story. A publicist who I like.
That's
and trust
okay too.
It.
I'm just saying people are interested to know actually when you kind of go, I don't know much about this except I've just heard it this morning and I've listened to it 10 times since this morning.
Oh, good.
And that's a great recommendation for us, isn't it? From your point of view, I mean.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, so, but it was a recommendation I was very pleased to receive. I hope they make it over to the UK.
Yeah, I know. I kind of want to see them already. I'm sort of straining at the leash to see if they can live up to their debut album called Masterpiece. That was Big Thief. And we're going to end with Christine Control, who people might not know, but people will probably know the Dum Dum Girls. So talk to us about Christine Control and how she veers away from the sound of the band, perhaps, on this.
Well, the thing with the Dum Dum Girls is, although they look like a band, they very much presented like one, kind of all in black with alabaster skin and red lips and stuff. Kristen Welchers, who was the front person, was the only person who was the songwriter. She went away and she wrote all the songs. I don't know if the rest of the band were even recorded like on the albums, but they were a live kind of force. And she said when she came to writing the last record, it started out as a Dum Dum Girls thing, but slowly she realised that she felt suffocated by writing on guitar, a bit like the Tegan and Sarah story, and she moved into synthesizers and started pushing herself in another field and ended up exploring a load of the 80s pop music of her youth, things that she felt like she hadn't been able to say in Dum Dum Girls, because over the course of, I think, four or so records and a bunch of EPs, that when you have an entrenched kind of image of the band, you start belonging to other people in a way, and if you want to do something that's not what you're known for, people start saying, well, hang on a minute, that's not why I like you.
Yeah.
So she said she had to pull away and start a whole new identity.
I'm really interested by that, actually. Well, why don't we take a cut from that new album, or the upcoming album. It's called Excommunicate, and this is called Don't Wanna Be. Oh, Profile. Sounds great. That's Christian Control from Dum Dum Girls. And that track is called Don't Want to Be. It's from an upcoming album called Excommunicate. And that's, it's an interesting thing. That sounds so strong, by the way. Lots of Stevie Nicks solo sound on there, isn't there? How people, when there's sort of the brand identity of being Dum Dum Girls and then kind of branching out. And I guess you're taking quite a kind of, you're taking quite a punt on your sales and all sorts of other things. So I'm hugely in favour of that, people branching out like that, right?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think the worst thing that can happen to any artist is feeling beholden to somebody else's idea of what you do, because it just, it limits the reasons that they supposedly like you in the first place for the things that you create and that come out of your mind. And even if you decide to go in a slightly different channel to what you'd been doing before, there's still fundamentally the same kind of artistic heart at the centre of it.
And that this is, I think we're three singles into this album, are we? What's the rest of it like?
Well, the title track, I think, is my favourite song. It's like full of massive arpeggiated synths. It's a bit more Human League, kind of like, I always think of the Human League as being like very monochrome and kind of dusky colours. It's like a neon Human League, I think.
A neon Human League?
Yeah. Yes. And yeah, there's a lot of Madonna influence on there and a lot of kind of like classic 80s New York club music and techno and stuff. It's really, really exciting. There's a few bits that are kind of the kind of moody, smoky, Dum Dum Girls guitar-y kind of things, but it's mostly like very up pop.
It's beautiful stuff. That's Christian Control. The album is called Excommunicate. It's out this Friday, in fact, on Sub Pop Records. Before that, Big Thief, new from Brooklyn. We heard Paul from an album called Masterpiece, and we started off with Tegan and Sarah, amazingly eight records into a fantastic career. Laura Snopes, thank you very much. I think we didn't oversell you as a musical Mystic Meg now. Lived up to it.
Well, I hope so.
It's all right. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review. The show is produced by Holly Fisher and researched by Fernanda Augusto Pacheco. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for a Spanish TV review. But for the time being, I've been Robert Bounden. Thank you very much for tuning in.